give you the glory, we give you the honor, we thank you, Jehovah God, for giving us another opportunity. Though we are starting late, Father, we thank you for your grace, we thank you for your favor, we thank you, Father, for helping us to be together today as the Virtuous Women of Anointing of God Ministries. Father, we glorify your name, in your mighty name, O Jesus. Amen. By your Spirit, Lord, speak to us. Talk to us that your name be magnified. Amen. In your mighty name, O Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jehovah God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Last time, we were talking using Eve, and we are going to continue to use Eve today again as an example. We talked about how Eve made a mistake in the garden, how Eve made the husband to eat of the fruit, how the husband also did not act accordingly as she's supposed to act. And the consequences of their action or of her action was that sin entered into the world. And because sin entered into the world, there was corruption. And up to today, we have not been able on our own to cleanse or to make right that which Eve did wrong. We thank God that Jesus Christ came and Jesus Christ made right that which Eve made wrong. So, but as women, we just want to still continue looking into her life, analyzing the things that happened to her, what she actually felt, the problem that came into her whole life because of her wrong decision. Because in this world that we are living, God has created us women to be the helpmate for our husband. Not only to be the helpmate for our husband, according to what we learned already in the book of Genesis chapter 2, but also God created us to be helpers to the world. Like we learned, God told Adam, he said, till the ground, tender it, take care of it, take care of the garden. And then he gave Eve and he said, Eve is for you as a helpmate. And I told us last time that everything that a male, whatever profession that a male is occupying on this earth, a woman is an helpmate. Otherwise, that profession is not complete. So our job as a helper in the home also extends to the society. And that is why today, and I said to us last time that it's not a matter of competition. So let us not have that idea in our brain that we are competing with our husband or we are competing with the men. No. Let us understand our position. Let us understand our place. That when God created us, the Bible said he made them in his image. We are not lesser created. He made them and he blessed them. So even before Eve came to being, while Eve was still in the loins, was still in the bosom of the husband, of the man, before she came to existence, even on this earth, God already blessed. And that is why we could understand the understanding that in Abraham, we are blessed, or we were blessed, we were not yet. But God, seeing us in the lineage of Abraham, already blessed us while he was speaking to Abraham. So the same way in the book of Genesis chapter 1, when God wrote, 27, so we can just read that. Genesis chapter 1, 27, we say, so God created man in his own image, in the image of God, created he him. Then he now explained, this him that he created, he said, male and female created he them. He created a man, and out of a man came a branch. They have the male factor of the him that God created, and there is a female factor of the him that God created. In other words, God branched himself out to fulfill his own purposes by creating out of himself a male and a female, because initially he created a he. But when he was blessing, he blessed the functions, the different species that is inside the he. He said he made out of the he. He made out of the he a female and a male. And then he blessed them. And when he blessed them, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish and over the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb. That is why we should appreciate our natural source of healing. Every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And so on and so forth. If we go to the book of Revelation, it's the same thing, that it said there is a tree planted by the river that flows from the throne of God, and the leaf is for the healing of the nations. So we see that herbs is very important, though that is not what I'm talking about now. But the other day I was talking with my sister and I asked her, all this medication that we take, everything, is it not from herbs? Yeah. It is from herbs, provided by God, not by man. And these are the things that God has already blessed us with right from the beginning. So the female factor is also from God, just as the male factor is from God. And both of us, we have our own functions, and we are not competing with ourselves, but rather with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, we all should carry out our functions to the glory of God, who has created us in his own image, in his own likeness. Amen. So the woman that was taken from man was appreciated, and then they fell. Sin entered into the world. Jesus Christ died to rectify the transgression of the man, for the man refused to correct the whole. Nevertheless, sin is what produces havoc. That is why we women must be very careful of our decisions. When there is pain in our home, at times we don't know that it is we that has caused the pain. Most of the time we blame the husband for every wrong that is in the house. When Anna did not give birth to a child, who did she blame? The husband. Give me a child. Meanwhile, it is a character that was holding her. She was reckoning and listening to everything that Fenina was saying rather than what God was telling her. When Rebecca did not have a child, she held on to Isaac. Blame Isaac for it. When Sarah could not give birth, it was Abraham. Blame Abraham for it. The Bible says in the case of Rebecca that Rebecca herself went to pray. Because Isaac asked Rebecca, am I your God? Did I create you? I'm only married to you. I did not create you. So one thing we should learn, and which Eve now also learned, is what I just said now. Eve now learned to know how to talk to God. Initially, she was only listening to her husband. She was listening to her husband as a wife. And then she makes a mistake that it is not only for the female to listen just to the husband. You must also listen to God, your creator, for you to have a completeness of the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be the helpmate and the helper that God has created you to be. Do you understand what I've just said? You woman, you are not created only to be a helpmate in the home. Remember, you also have a job to do in the society. So when you listen to your husband, you need to listen to God for you to have a completeness of that assignment and the instructions that is needed for you to accomplish the assignment that is given in your home and in the society. If listening to Adam told Eve, like most men will want to do, don't touch that tree, without giving a completion of the explanation. Just explain to the woman, God said, if we eat of this tree, this will be the consequence. At times our husband, you talk to, they want to talk to you, they just command you. And then nothing else. It's as if you're a piece of furniture in the house. Hey, listen to me, and that is what I'm saying, and period. You go. The woman does not have enough knowledge to work with. And for you to be able to use that simple instruction that the man tells you, hey, listen to me, this is the situation, finish, pass. Don't ask any more questions. You have to know and learn how to go to God. That was what Anna did. That was what Rebecca did. They now learned to take their faith from their husband and go to the higher husband, so that peace will reign in the home. Not as if the husband is bad. Their husband is not bad. But God is saying, as much as you listen to your husband, don't make your husband your God. As much as you listen to your husband, that was the mistake of Adam. Listening to the wife and making the wife is God. So there was trouble. Because the Bible said she took from the fruit and ate. Meanwhile, God told him not to eat. So the same instruction, the same way we women have to understand that when there is trouble or whatever kind of instruction that our husband gives to us, before we start listening to an outsider to corrupt that information, let us go to God. Eve went to an outsider and that brought confusion. I hope we understand what we are saying. We are still dealing with the character of Eve, where Eve made mistakes and where she was able to know what is right. Amen. Now they were driven out of the garden. When they were driven out of the garden, the Bible told us, unfortunately, the first thing that happened, because of the mistake, because of Eve not going to her knees to ask God for an understanding of that which Adam told her, and then she made a mistake and make her husband to also fall in making that same mistake, the Bible said there was war in the home. Each time we are not walking according to knowledge and understanding of the things of God, understanding what our husband says, by understanding what God actually said, so that we can be able to draw a line and to take proper decision. If we are acting only in one way and one side and neglecting the other, there is problem. So what happened to Eve? There was problem in her home. Why? Because of her wrong decision. Why did she make the wrong decision? She didn't even consult her husband again on the instruction that was given to her by her husband to get a proper explanation, and she didn't consider consulting God. And because she didn't consult God, she made a mistake, and Cain, who was her first child. I mean, look at Genesis 4 verse 1. It said, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, that was Adam talking, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Now Adam said, wow, I have a male from God. Both of them were rejoicing. They taught the children that it is good to honor God. It is good to give sacrifice to God. And here again, there was still a failure in the way the knowledge of God was taught. The way I see these things, I see that the mistakes that has been up till now is that mistake of consulting God directly, of prayer. There was lack of praying in the home of Adam at the beginning. I will tell you the reason why I said that. That was what was happening in the other homes where there was childlessness. When you come to Abraham, when you come to Rebecca, when you come to all those souls, we are still going to deal and talk about them later. Amen.
Amen.
So, the Bible said that Cain killed Abel. And when Cain killed Abel, you can imagine the pain in the heart of the woman. Woman, righteous women, each time our decisions are not right before God, there are consequences that affect the family. We should stop blaming our husband on certain things that happens and start knowing how to trust God to solve the problem for us. Amen. So, the Bible said Cain killed Abel. God was angry. God passed a judgment against against Cain. Now, what now happened? What I want us to see is what Eve said. When they have the first child, it was Adam that said, wow, God has given me a male. Eve does not even know what God has given her. She had a second child. She didn't speak. It was, okay, Adam, I've got to realize what I have done. You are the spiritual head. You are everything. It's only when you teach the children that the children should be taught. It is only when you say anything that should be said. She was afraid to make another mistake by not playing her own function, by not playing her own role. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the third child was born after the other one was killed or murdered. 25 of Genesis chapter 4. He said, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bared a son and called his name Seth. For God said she, not Adam. Did you get that? For Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son. Adam was the one that called the name, and called his name Seth. For God said she, has appointed, there is different from appointed or given, has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Something so extraordinarily struck me when I read this passage. How deep is the grace that God has placed upon you as a woman in your home concerning your children? How deep do you understand it? Abel was the one that was already appointed by God to be a spiritual leader, but was killed by an opponent whom Satan entered. I realized from this place that Eve knew, just as most mothers we know, the difference and the destinies of their children. They know the one from instinct of a mother. They know the one that God has chosen to be great. God is telling us, righteous women, back up your children in prayer. When it comes to praying for your children and interceding, stop waiting for your husband. That was what Eve realized. Because of her first mistake, she said, oh, I don't need to interfere again. Because when I interfered first, I fell and I brought problem to the whole family. She was afraid to play a role as a wife, as a mother, as a helpmate. She began to fail in her role in the society. Just as we, most women in Africa, thank God that things are changing. We belong to the kitchen. Abby? We belong to the kitchen. And that has kept most African women and also European women. There are some of the European women, they have 5 children, 4 children, 6 children. They never work the whole of their life. I've met a lot of them in this Austria. And I'm taking care of the old women. And I ask them always, what did you do as when you were young? They say, I took care of my children. Taking care of the old women, I say, you are 80 something. Say with all one will say, I work in fabric. This is European. This is Austrian. This is Austria. I'm not talking of Nigeria again. This is Austria. Those 70, 80, 90 years, most of them were not educated. Right here in Austria, where you and I are living. Why? Because The woman must be only in the kitchen. You must be only in the home. But this urge that God has given us to be a helper in the society is inside us. And because we are struggling between these two things, we make so many mistakes in the home. Yes, when you notice your child, the greatness of your child. Actually, if you are even a full-time woman taking care of the children, your children should be extraordinarily better. But at times it might not be like that. If you are not making use of the other faculty for you to be somebody in the society. Are you hearing what I am saying?
Yes.
The urge is inside you. You have to go out there and be a helper to the society. But don't neglect because of one mistake. Because you don't want them to say that you are the woman that is controlling your home. Well, what about if you are the one that God says you are the source of income? What about if God said you are the Kamala Harris? Let me use her name now. She's the one reigning. Amen. What about if God said you are Margaret Thatcher? Have you forgotten Margaret Thatcher? A old prime minister? Well, if God said you are Elizabeth the Queen, you can't be that if you are just, you must be trained. You must learn. You must improve yourself. That is what we are talking about. That does not mean that you should stop watching and observing your children, knowing the one that God has blessed and made special, and back that one up in prayer. Because Satan will go after that one. Do you hear what I say? Satan went after Abel. Why? Abel was meant to be a spiritual leader. So because the woman missed that, when she gave birth again, she said, God has appointed. Appointment, he chose him again. He brought him, he chose him, poured his oil on top of him. He said, God has appointed to me his son instead of Abel. My mourning has been turned to dancing. My tears has been turned to joy. I can see what God has done. And this time, I will not stop as a mother to back up this one in prayer. It was on set. Set gave birth to a son. And then they said, the men began to call upon God. Why? Because a woman learned her duty to go on her knees to start praying for the family. And not looking at it, that it is only the work or the job of the husband. She has come to realize that to make her husband complete is for her to support the husband, not for her to be taking decisions against the husband or against her husband. The husband said, this is set, and she said, yes, this is set. And this set, he will not fail again. I will support set in prayer, so that set will be who God has created him to be. And because she prayed, I mean, it's not written there, but the result made me to know what went behind, what happened behind. Because during the time of Abel, we could also see it in Abel. Abel already have that tendency, had already that form of worshiping God right from inside. He brought what was pleasing to God, but was destroyed by a brother. Mothers, for our children not to envy one another, it depends on our prayers. For our children not to kill one another, it depends on our prayers. We have to stand, because the enemy is not only after us, mothers. The enemy are always also after our children. So we are not praying for ourselves, mothers, only. We must learn to pray for our children. That is why we are here. That woman started supporting Set in prayer. Otherwise, Cain could have come back to kill Set. But she was supporting Set in prayer, just as she was also praying for God to help Cain. Otherwise, the generation of Cain would have been wiped out totally. But the generation of Cain is still here. And it could happen in your home. That your daughter is against another daughter. That your son is against another son. But with prayer, they all will have their destiny, and they will fulfill their destiny, and they will give glory to God because you stand as a mother. I've had so many testimonies of women, the mothers that have their children wayward, but their mother never stopped praying for the children. The children were taking drugs, and the children were going from one problem to another problem. But because their mother always remembered to pray for their children, "Father, help my children. Help the children in the world. Protect my children. Be with them. Teach them your word. Put your very self inside them. Let them know that you are their God." Testimonies come from the mouth of the children when their life changes. The mother never stopped praying when their life changes in the future. He said, "I give thanks to my mom because she did not fail in her duty as the helpmate for my father." Even when the husband of the woman is a drunkard, even when the husband has forsaken the home, the woman did not allow herself to be forsaken. She trusted on God as well as being a helpmate. She didn't say, "Oh, because the husband has left me as divorced me, then I don't care again about the seed that God gave to us." She played a role. And there are always testimonies from the mouth of lots of people that their life became better because every day, every night, there is a praying virtuous woman that is praying for the child, and that make the children to fulfill their destiny. That is what we saw here. Seth fulfilled the destiny because she gave thanks to God and said, "God has appointed unto me a son." God has, in short, I like what she said, not even us, another seed. This is, you can see the much revelation that she got. She said, "God has given me another seed." That means this one, from this one, a lot of branches. And this is the lineage of Jesus. From this one, a lot of righteous things will happen. No wonder that she gave birth to Enos, and then he said, "People." Then began men, not one, not man. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord because she saw this child as a seed. As a seed, when put in the right soil, will produce big trees with numerous branches and fruits. That is why the book of John, now we are going into prayer. I hope I've not long-violated you people. Hallelujah. Not at all, you said. To God be the glory. We are so much here. God is with us. Amen. The book of John 15 said, from one, it said, "I am the true vine, and my father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take away." Just as Cain was taken away. He said, "And every branch that bears fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." Mothers, we have to know that we cannot be fruitful. We cannot enjoy success unless, as Christians, we allow God to carry us along in his plan for us. In other words, we carry God in our plan along. We don't leave him behind. When we are doing that, according to his word, we shall bear more fruit. When we abide in God, and God is in us. So that was what Eve learned. When Adam gave birth to Seth, and called his name Seth. He said, God has appointed unto me another seed. She added God to this child that she received. And she did not just look at it as normal, that I'm a woman, I have a child, is part of it. That is the nature of the world. No, she specially looked at the child. Look at the child with the spiritual eyes and said, this is another seed. And this seed in Christ, this seed in God, bear forth another seed. And men started calling unto God, meaning destinies fulfilled. When we abide in God, we will bear fruit and our children will bear fruit. Let us remember as virtuous women that without God, we can do nothing. Without this, his word, he said, you are clean by my word. Without us going and learning the word and practicing it, please, we have to learn to practice it. When we take decisions, we have to learn to follow it. When we say this is how it should be, we have to learn to follow it. Because the Bible said that a kingdom against another cannot stand. It falls. We have to learn to be unified, to follow the right thing. And God will bless us in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless his holy words. Amen. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Let us go for prayers. Hallelujah.